Oh my God, baby. So glad you're home. You know, I swear, if Chloe doesn't get herself medicated, I'm gonna have to go out onto the streets of my childhood hometown and find myself a drug pusher so that I can buy a single precious Xanax pill to slip into her coffee. Oh, Jesus, you would not believe this. Oh, drama, 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 drama. I thought families were supposed to be loving and sweet. I thought they were supposed to have, boundaries and limits. Those would be nice things. And normally it wouldn't strike me so hard or so badly. But I haven't been able to come since Thanksgiving. Well, actually, since the morning before Thanksgiving, because of that nice little idea you had there about how, oh, we'll wait and we'll do it together. You know, after your week of vacation. Baby, I don't think this is such a good idea. No, you don't understand. How many screaming wet children were on my lap today? The answer is all of them. All of the screaming wet children. And you know, that's how I relieve, pressure. I don't want to be in a bad mood. Right? I mean, they're my family. They don't deserve to be murdered, sweetie, do they? Well, you can't take my word for it, not when I'm feeling like I was today. Well, how's your day going? Glad everything's going better. I still wish you were here. Or, actually, after today, no, I wish I was there. I wish I was with you. This is just, oh. I'm so wired up. God, I woke up this morning. The spare bedroom. Freezing cold. My nipples are so hard. It hurt. Couldn't help but just brush my fingers over them. You know, it's a thing girls do. Probably guys do it too. I don't know. I've never asked. It's a thing people do. We'll go with there. It's a thing people do. Before I knew it, before I even got out of bed to go pee, my fingers sort of wandered down to my pussy. But I didn't do anything. I mean, I stroked it a little bit, but I didn't come because I promised you and you promised me. You know, to start out with, I thought it was probably not a great idea. But I'm starting to think that it's really not a good idea. Wouldn't you like to just come right now, baby? I'm sure you'd like to. I'll stay right here on the phone with you. I can talk dirty like you like. I can tell you all the things that I want you to be doing to me and that I want to be doing to you. Don't you want to pretend that I'm cuddling close to you and whispering in your ear? My hand sliding up your thigh. Oh, such a spoil sport. But I'd let you come too. It's not like I'm being selfish, or not really selfish anyway. Come on, sweetie, please. Just tell me I can come. Please. I'll do it for you right now. Right now, and you can hear me. You can hear me come for you. It'd be just like you were here. Please, sweetie. Oh, come on. I've got to. It's
only been a couple of days, but I've got to. Please? But I'm dripping. I want to come. Baby. Don't be such a spoil sport. I'll do anything you want. Anything you want. You just tell me, baby, and I will do it for you. Of course I'd always do it for you anyway. That's not the point. This is supposed to be sexy negotiations. You're not playing sexy negotiations appropriately. What have I told you about that? Fine. Spoil sport, that's what you are. So tomorrow, I'm supposed to take the kids out to a movie. That should be fun. Note the irony in my voice. In reality, it's just me getting them out of the way so that the others can run and go Christmas shopping for a couple of hours without the children. Is it just me, or are kids these days, like, way higher maintenance than we were? I mean, I swear, when I was a kid, if my mother wanted to go Christmas shopping, she would, like, send us sledding. That was it. She would say, I'm going into town. You, don't set anything on fire. And then there was that time Chloe did set things on fire. And she still left us alone after that. And yet, I'm still convinced it's a better way of doing things. Oh, remind me not to have children. Stupid children. Ruining everything. And that's the story of how I get to go to a matinee full of screaming children tomorrow. Unfulfilled. Like now, I'm sitting here pouting with wet panties. All because you won't change your mind. No chance. Fine. I love you anyway. I managed to get the laptop set up in the spare room, and mom's connection's pretty crummy, but we might be able to get a Skype call going tomorrow night if you want. Of course, you'll just see me pouting more. I know, it'll be worth it, so you say. And yet, you're not the one bringing 6 children to a matinee tomorrow. Well, I better get some sleep. I'm gonna need it. I love you, baby. Think about changing your mind, please. Please? Pretty please. Remember, there's still that I'll do anything thing. Yeah, that's still open. All right, baby. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sleep well.